Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you can just be in a funk creatively or, you know, as a person, and it's like there's a fog around you and you can't see out of it, but that's part of the journey. Patient. This beat done took its time, when I so do I. Look, uninspired, under fire. Now somebody's getting fired, terrified, paralyzed. Twitter game, verified. Married life, verified. Understand, I'm on demand, undermanned. Son of man, a son of Sam. Somewhere in between the two, I mean it too. Spend the evening, be with you. Oh, I know, I need it too. Do I believe? Believe I do. On my faith walk, took the scenic, I mean, the scenic route. Get lost, I be aloof. Adidas on, still need a boost. What was the eating fruit? I'll ask him when I see him. Daily bread, that's per diem. But I'm fasting like a beam. Riding past you in the PM. And a stolen car that's fleeing from the scene of a crime. Apollo Creed and his prime. Rocky versus. I'm a person that's trying to believe I'm worth it. I'm working through it, but work is well worth. So well worth it. It's hella churches still. Hell is working fine. What that tell us? Fellas hurting. It's like melanin or crime. That's the elephant we hide. Truthfully, we probably lied. Rather have a tribe than unity. So you and me divide. Hellish and divine, I'm trellis and divine, I'm telling me I'm fine, I'm fine, I know better.
Hola.
Why of doubt is to keep you open to God's revelations. If you don't doubt, you don't change. If you have to have finite answers to infinite questions, you're not going to move.
Yeah, build my life on this. Half my adult life unlearning. Lies that I heard in a dumb sermon. What I unearthed got me uncertain. More knowledge and more sorrow. Worrying that never fixed tomorrow. Just take away all my strength today. It was black and white, but now pay with gray. Maybe that cloud that I've been stuck in, I constructed, I conducted. Orchestra a noise, I don't hear your voice. I done made the choice. My consumption, a TV, tablet, tweeting, twerking, gramming, gaming, rapping, working, fashion, working, 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 working. Can't tell if I, my mind, I just made it. My faith, I misplaced it. My pain, I upgraded. Lost my happy thoughts and I got jaded. Focus in my direction, in details and perfection. All my faith in white Jesus and my leaders. They weren't who I thought all these years. They weren't even worthy of tears. The opposite of faith ain't doubt. Yeah, it's when I get it all figured out. Some days you're getting all my trust. Some days I can feel so empty. Some days I feel like you love me. Some days I feel like you love me.
The second I'm furious with God, I'm totally close. Because you cannot be furious with somebody who's not there. The basic affirmation that I think only true doubters can come to.
What's up, people? I'm back, back. I'm back, back. You know what I'm saying? We just want to go straight into a couple of ideas to get you warmed up for where we at. Oftentimes we need, well, not oftentimes, the human being in and of itself is a target aim function being. The very function that we use to conduct life in and of itself is aim, target. We target something via smell, sight, sound. That's how we identify something. Or touch. Once you touch something, usually you don't have to aim for it unless it's a metaphoric aim. So the reason that's important is because without aim, you have no direction. And so when your aim is clouded, when your aim is distorted, even if it's, you know, fully transparent, you know, you can very well be in a funk, just murky. There is a scripture in Genesis 34, and I think it's right near, I want to say verse 30. No. Say verse 12. I think it's 13 or so. Maybe verse 12. That Jacob tells his sons that you have troubled me. And when he says you troubled me, that gives you the clear idea of troubled water. And when water is troubled, it's murky. You can't see through it. You can't see the bottom. You can't look and direct your path through murky water. You know, you can't swim in murky water and see where you're going either. You know, you can't fish in murky water and see the fish. So to be troubled, to be in a troubled situation, let me tell you what that is. To be in a troubled situation is to have your clarity totally distorted. This is the situation that most people are in when they are depressed or, you know, sad, sometimes upset, disillusioned, even, you know, just conflicted sometimes. I think that being conflicted is one of the greatest benefits that we have in life. So one of the most cliche, and anybody who understands, well, let's go back and say, any of my old listeners, thank you for rejoining me. Most of you who know me have been with me through different names and, you know, different topics and subtopics, and have heard a lot of different ideologies and philosophies, and understand how I generate my thought patterns. So what I want to say is that when you, first of all, anxiety is kind of a form of clarity. Anxiety is kind of a form of clarity because what it means is I can clearly see what I'm into and I feel it. That's what anxiety is. You know, anxiety is when you look around and you know where you put your keys. In your mind's eye, you know where you put your keys. You know, you might have forgotten what you did after you put them where you put them, but in your mind's eye, you know where they're supposed to be, and you can't find them. You clearly know you can't find your key. You clearly know that you're in a rush. Boom, anxiety. All right. With that being said, the idea of getting between cloudy and clarity. What we have to do to understand the difference between cloudy and clarity, not really understand the difference, but let's navigate between the two. And let's use this metaphor. Let's say there is, let's do it like we know, like we understand. In our society, the English language uses sailor terminology. That's why we use words like relationship and current. These are all words that pertain to sailing and in the water. So we're going to navigate. This is another sailor term. We're going to navigate between cloudy and clarity. So let's say you're in the water. Let's say you got your ship. It's a decent sized ship. It's not the biggest ship. It's not, you know, but it's decent. And you going through a body of water, and it's not deep. It's not hella deep water. It's kind of, you know, it's decent. It's nice color blue water. You know, nice color blue water. And you decide, for some strange reason, you know, not that you're black or anything like that, but you decide for some strange reason that you want to go cuba diving, you know, hashtag Cooper Gooden. So you want to go cuba diving. So you get your gear on, you jump in the water, and when you get into the water, you realize that as the lower you go, the more things start to get cloudy. Now, let's say, for an example, there was a way to just dump a bunch of chlorine in the water and clear it out and filter it out like you do a swimming pool. Now, I don't, you know, I'm not a sailor, so I don't know if they, it seems like it would be a rational thing to do, that if you go in the water, you probably don't want to, you know, the economy, I mean, not the economy, but the ecosystem or whatever, but let's say it's a possibility that you can go down and you have something where you can clear the water out. This would be the prime situation for anybody. And it just means that, you know, if you're going through the forest and there's a lot of trees, if you can cut down a few trees, then you won't get blinded by the forest. So the idea is to be able to navigate from one thing, from one mindset to the next. In this particular situation, the mindset is called cloudiness. What we're trying to get to is clarity. And a lot of times people don't realize that clarity is the main function of human beings. If you don't have clarity, everything is off key. Okay? So what we have to get us from cloudiness to clarity is called forgiveness. And through forgiveness, we are able to see clearly into what we have to get into. It just means that anything that's in our path, anything that's blocking our vision, anything that's stopping our aim and target, we're able to forgive for, give it. That means we're able to give it forward to something else. Okay? Once you get to the point of forgiving something, forgiving somebody, forgetting, you know, I mean, it's basically the same principle. People say, I can give, but I'm not going to forget. That's hella cliche, and let me tell you how ridiculous that is. The Bible says when God forgives your sins, they are remembered no more. The idea of forgiveness means to remember no more. You can't change up ideology. You know, you can have your own ideas, but you can't really change up the... There's a thing called a Hebrew word pun, and the Bible is written in Hebrew word pun, so you can rest assured that to forgive and to forget, as it translates into English, means when God forgives your sins, he remembers them no more, okay? And so this is where we're at with the idea, and this is how you achieve. This is how you achieve clarity. Just by looking at a thing and forgiving it. Give you an example. My example is this. A kid breaks your favorite item. You know, maybe they're playing with your Xbox, or maybe they run into your studio, or, you know, they grab your art collection. You know, they do something that is just, you know, you see inside of it. You see inside of the situation that, you know, they really didn't understand the depth or the gravity or the value of what they were destroying. Because they might have thought, okay, if I break it, it's a piece of paper with some colors on it. I break my paper with color on it all the time. But they might not have saw the value of it. They might not have understood the gravity. Because oftentimes people don't understand the gravity of other people's situation. And this is why we have to say, I can look inside this situation and I can totally forgive the child. Not that I can't be hurt by the situation, but I also can forget it. Forget it. You know? And so we like to ask of our divine being, of our divine creative source, to give us the strength to forgive and forget situations that tie you to a spot in your past that will attach you to it and link you to it and keep you from getting to your future. Because that link is the cloudiness. Keeps you from clarity. And the only way to overcome that is through forgiveness. All right?
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. I'll know them again, we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. They go to yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you. Be careful of those who pretend. feet. Why for you to increase, I must decrease. If I treat you kindly, doesn't mean that I'm weak. You hear me speak and think I'm gonna take it to the streets. I know enough captives don't turn the other cheek, but I try to keep it civilized like Mandela and other African gods. Observing stars with war scars. Get yours with capitalistic system. So many quarter got what you can list them. How you gonna idolize the missing? Survivors to stay alive in the face of opposition. Even when they come in, gunning, I stay in position. I don't know the mission since conception. Let's free the people from deception. If you're looking for the answers, then you gotta ask the questions. And when I let go, my voice echoes through the ghetto. Sick of men trying to pull strings like Geppetto. While black people always be the ones to settle. March through these streets like Soweto.
Sometimes you can just be in a funk.